Harper Audio presents Damage Control by J.A. Jantz, narrated by Johanna Parker and directed by June Miller.
Prologue. Lauren Dayson was sleeping soundly when some small noise in the front room of the apartment disturbed her. What actually awakened her was the sound of Mojo barking. Mojo, an unlikely cross between a chihuahua and a chow, was a pint-sized, laughable dog. But this time she was barking in her ferocious big dog voice, and Lauren knew what it meant. Rick Mosier was here. Somewhere in her apartment, somewhere in her home. He had broken in, and he was coming for her. Rick had warned Lauren that he would be. He had sworn that if he couldn't have her, nobody would. He swore he would kill her before he would let her go, and Lauren had reason to believe him. He told her that it didn't matter to him if she moved, or changed the locks on the doors, or put bars on her windows, or papered Pima County with restraining orders against him. He said she could never hide from him, that he would find her anyway, that if Rick Mosier wanted her, he would have her. End of story. When Lauren had first fallen for the guy, that kind of exclusivity hadn't bothered her. It hadn't been a problem. She had loved him with all her heart. She had been intrigued by the fact that Rick walked on the wild side, that he lived an edgy existence that was beyond the scope of her limited girl-next-door experience. She had been fascinated by the idea that when he sped around campus on his skateboard like a modern-day whirling dervish, he had carried at least one handgun and often several knives along with the school books in his backpack.